Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And in today's devotional, it mentions both Genesis, the devotional, if you're following along with the content, mentions Genesis 1, but also John chapter 1, verse 1. And I want to read to you from John 1, 1. We're looking at John 1 in our With Us series as we're in our Christmas series. And John starts his gospel this way. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." John is talking about Jesus there, and he takes this term, the Logos, which had a bunch of different meanings in sort of the Greek world, in the Hebrew world and Jewish thought, the word, the idea of God's word. You look through the Old Testament, it's all over the place in the Old Testament. It's the self-expression of God, the creative power of God, right? In the beginning, God, he created the heavens of the earth. And how did he do that? He spoke them into existence. And so what John does here is really quite extraordinary. Is he's talking about Jesus, but he calls Jesus the Logos, the very self-expression, the fullest expression of who God is. And he says, Jesus is the Logos. He is the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is a claim about Jesus's divinity. He goes, when he starts his gospel and John says, in the beginning, I mean, that takes you straight back to Genesis chapter 1. He wants the reader to go back mentally to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And here John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, the second member of the Trinity, Jesus who was born into the world, but not created. Jesus is eternal. Jesus, the second member of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus was there, and all things were created through him. And as I was teaching on this on Sunday, I just pressed into our folks around this reality that, you know, Jesus, we're going to say this a couple of weeks in a row, Jesus is God in human form. And John says that later in John 1, verse 14, that the Word became flesh. And you can, that's saying two things, right? The Word, Jesus, is God, and he became flesh. It's a statement about both Jesus's humanity and his divinity, but the emphasis here, right, in the beginning was the Word, is Jesus's divinity, that he really is not just a good religious teacher or a good role model or an important person in human events. He's God. He's the creator of the universe, who at Christmas time stepped into human form. The creator stepped into his creation in order to redeem that creation. And I asked our folks on Sunday, and I want to ask you now just to take a moment and ponder, if this is true, if you believe this is true, that Jesus is God, what kind of impact should that have on your life? The answer obviously is many, many impacts. It's multifold, but I would just ask you to maybe take a moment and consider, as you look at your life, is there anything in your life that you go, man, the way I'm spending my time here, the way I'm spending my talents, the way I'm spending my treasure, that just doesn't fit with the reality that Jesus is God? Maybe you're going, I'm not spending any time in the Word, in the Bible, studying it, learning it. I mean, if Jesus is the Word, if he's God, I want to know his words. I want to know everything I can about him. Maybe you look at your life and the way that you're utilizing the talents that God has given you, and you go, man, not a lot of it is directed toward the kingdom. A lot of it is directed towards self. And Jesus told me, I'm to love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. I'm to use my talents for his kingdom. If he's God, then he has authority in my life and in your life. And his words to us are not suggestions. They're commands. They have authority over us because he's God. And he's also good. Maybe you look at the way you're using your treasure, the resources God has entrusted you with, and you go, is mostly towards self. This doesn't reflect a kingdom mindset. This doesn't reflect my belief that Jesus is God and he is worthy. And I need to make some changes. I need to seek first the kingdom and trust that Jesus will provide everything else because he's God and he can. Take a moment. I'm going to pray for you. And I just want you to take a moment, ask that question. Lord, if there's any areas of my life that just simply do not match with the reality that Jesus is God, he's my Savior, and not just my Savior, he is the Lord of my life. And he has authority. Ask God to help you make the necessary changes. Confess that to him today. And ask God for the grace to begin to change and to align your life with the reality of who Jesus is. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you so loved us that you sent your only son, Jesus. The Word, in the beginning, the Word into human form, that the Word became flesh to die on a cross for us, that you raised him from the grave, and that now your very Spirit lives in us. Lord, help us to align our lives with the reality of who you are. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and then just to pray for yourself and then make the necessary changes.